So we're talking with Senator McMath and Senator. Let's start off with Senate Bill 43, the Psychedelic Assisted Therapy Initiative within the Louisiana Department of Health. This thing has received unanimous approval already by the Senate. Tell us more about it. What makes this legislation so good?
So in this country, every day, 17 veterans per day commit suicide. For every one veteran that died in combat, five have committed suicide. We have a significant veteran population in the state of Louisiana. We support our troops when and where we can, as often as we can. And last session, I created a task force to study the use of psychedelic therapies, particularly the use of Ibogaine for the treatment of post-traumatic stress in veterans. And the testimony that we received was phenomenal. Tier one operators, so special forces guys, doctors, General Curtis, the former head of the Louisiana National Guard, and his son told their story about how this treatment saved their lives, as did a host of other former Marines and special operators. And it has become very clear over the last several years, there's this emerging new therapeutic medicine, again, called Ibogaine, that not only can save veterans' lives who are at the brink because of the sacrifices that they made for us, but also this drug can be used for chronic depression and chronic substance abuse. In fact, when it's used for heroin and alcohol addiction for treating this, it has an over 90% success rate. That is unheard of. And so this bill that we just passed in the Senate, Senate Bill 43, and by the way, not only did it pass unanimously, it received 25 co-authors, which for, I think we can agree, for a bill dealing in psychedelic treatment in very conservative Louisiana, there's something to be said about that. And I want to thank my Senate colleagues for recognizing the potential that this treatment can have on a host of people, not just in the state of Louisiana, by the way, but across this country. And this, by the way, this movement has been backed and supported by former Governor of Texas, Rick Perry, and his advocate, Brian Hubbard. They have gone on national media tours. In fact, Joe Rogan podcast, this bill and a host of other bills where this is being considered across the country were mentioned just 2 weeks ago. And Louisiana is going to not be left behind when it comes to opening up this type of care to the people that need it the most.
So could you spell the name of the drug that you say is effective in this when it comes to?
It's called Ibogaine, Ibogaine. Now, I'm not the best speller in the world, so I hope I got that right. But it is it's native to Africa. It's plant-based medicine, and it is, as it has been described in committee hearings, it is not a pleasurable experience. In fact, there's a Marine Corps veteran that described it this way. It's 15 to 20 hours of excruciating, driving pain. What's taking place in your brain is new neuropathways are being created. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain is the best way I can describe it. And as the Marine veteran, he described it, he said, this is not an escape like a traditional drug. This is a confrontation. This is a cleansing. And he's here with us today. That I believe his last name was Hess, because of this drug and this treatment. He's a father, he's a son, he's a brother, and he's with us on this earth today. As is General Curtis and his son, their testimony to their experience. They went down to Tijuana together, father and son, and you know, he obviously had a extensive military career. And when he came home from Iraq, the first thing he had to do was leave the Army National Guard after Hurricane Katrina. So you could imagine, the post-traumatic stress that General Curtis has experienced in his life. And I want to thank him for being such an amazing advocate for this treatment as well over the past several months.
I guess with this legislation, it would establish areas in the state where this type of drug could be administered to see if it's, is that what it's doing?
Yep. So I want to be very clear. That's a great question. So there are still very strict federal guidelines that are required. You have to have a Schedule I research license from the federal government to even be considered to allow the administration of this treatment. It is still research in nature, as written by the law. We open up the regulatory pathways for universities, for health systems, and for researchers to more easily administer this type of treatment, which is still considered to be research based in the state of Louisiana. So we're removing some barriers that currently exist in state law to allow greater access to this type of research. Also, research in this case is also treatment, which is important.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to say on this legislation?
No. I think it says something about Louisiana now that we can get beyond the reputation, I guess you will, of quote unquote psychedelic treatments, and have overwhelming support for a bill when it's clearly going to benefit a very vulnerable population, and when it comes to veterans, a population that has sacrificed so much for us here in this country.
Okay. Let me ask you about the latest here with your bill to roll the many of the operations of DCFS to LDH. Did you have a chance to talk to the governor about it? Apparently he was, or at least what he told the advocate, he was miffed that he didn't know about this bill. Has there been discussion? Do you think this is actually a piece of legislation that could move forward this year?
Yep. So just later that afternoon, when the day the bill was amended in committee to put it in its current posture, myself, as well as President Henry, and the governor and the secretary of DCFS all met in his office, and the theme was really how can we recognize that there's a problem with the current state of child welfare in Louisiana, and what can we do to fix it? What can we do to make this environment that we're in now safer for children that are under the care of the state? And so a little after that, by the way, he issued a tweet saying that he was thankful for myself and President Henry and the secretary to be working together. So we're all good. There's passion around this issue because it deals with child safety. And so, some people are going to have different ideas than others as to what we address. My ideas, and the Senate's ideas might be different from the executive branch, and totally understand that. And the important thing to know is that, we're all going to be working together to try to make the changes that we need to make, because unfortunately right now, one child dying is more than enough. And it's just something that I feel it's been a problem for the last 6 years since I've been in the Senate, and I'm sick of trying to put Band-Aids on things. And so I think real structural change is necessary. That's going to have to involve, hopefully, in my opinion, it should involve law enforcement more greatly. There's a role, I think, here for state police to play. There's also a role, and I agree with the governor on this, a role for the Attorney General's office to play. And she's been, we've met with her a few times. She's been more than willing to engage in this, and she sees the importance of it as well. So I don't think perhaps how the bill is now, it might not necessarily be what is finally passed. You know, we're going to get and continue to get a lot of input from all the stakeholders. In fact, the Attorney General's office and my staff and Secretary Harris with DCFS and some of her folks had some meetings this morning. And, you know, we're going to continue not just talking about it, though. We're going to get to a point where it's my hope that real change takes place.
And so the bill, what, could be heard again on Wednesday? Is that right?
It could be heard again on Wednesday. It could be pushed. We still have plenty of time left in the session. You know, we don't wrap up until June 1st. So there's plenty of time in the process to try to get this right.
Last question for you. What are, if you could, for those that, and we ran a story about it after you, I think we ran it on Thursday morning, but what are some of the major points or the major changes that, and there's a ton of them, I understand that, but the biggest things, I guess the biggest headliners or as far as what this legislation does?
You would have, as the bill is currently now, I'm going to hit on two primary points. You would have state police and in conjunction and cooperation with local law enforcement being the initial point of contact when it comes to child abuse and neglect calls. I think that this should be a function of law enforcement. And so it makes sense to put law enforcement as the first point of contact. That doesn't exist now. Arkansas has a similar model to what I'm proposing, by the way. And then the Attorney General's office, what role can she play when it comes to enforcement of child support enforcement and services? What functions can that office as prosecutors, what role can they play when it comes to investigating and prosecuting instances of child abuse and neglect? So I think those are two of the primary pillars of what's being proposed and what's being discussed with the governor.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see how that goes. Thanks a lot, sir. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, man. Bye-bye.